Well, it's afternoon, so good afternoon. 12:11 in the afternoon. I started out in the morning, but I didn't start early enough in the morning to still be able to say it with a straight face. May 1st, May Day, 2012. Happy Beltane to those of you who celebrate the pagan traditions. So, yeah, I'm late today because I was working this morning. I had one of those off-balance mornings with stuff arriving at weird times. Trash truck. I got the kids off school, I got the wife off work, and just about the time the place quieted down, I got the final draft back from Ryden for double share. So I spent 3 hours this morning, 4 hours this morning, wading through the last of the changes. Most of them were, okay, fine. There were a couple of places where I needed to get back into it. Those of you who were concerned that I was just accepting it to get it done, rest assured, that didn't happen. Yeah, holy cow. I think it's pretty good. I'd still, we added a bit. We gave it a new front line, and it's okay. It's not the line I picked out, but it'll work. And I think it'll be okay. We've had some back and forth over verb use. We've had some back and forth over verb tense. Sometimes it seemed really tense. But it's come around, I think. I sent off, there are 4 major changes in this full draft. You know, I didn't count the words, but it's around 130,000, 140,000 words, I think. So it's a long book. It's a lot bigger than the other books. The other books came in at around 80 to 90. Full share might have been a little longer. I'll have to do a word count and see what it looks like. So, yeah. We should have the time for Balticon, and you people are hearing it first. We should have a book, Double Share. And she's asked for Captain's Share as soon as possible. So, the idea is that we'll turn right from Double into Captain. Maybe we can even convince her to get owner's share, October share, yeah, really. Get owner's share out in relatively short order, too. Owner's share is going to be a pain because it is huge. Compared to everything else, it's twice as big. It's twice as big. And I'm waiting to see what she says about the story. It'll be interesting to see how much of it she wants to change, if any. And whether or not she's going to want to try to cut it down. One thing we can't do is cut it in two, and that's going to be an interesting challenge. So how do we do a 200,000 word book? I don't know. It's going to be fat. In paper, it's going to be fat. In ebook, it's going to be so many bytes, and it doesn't matter. So there. Other news. I got email from the Parsec committee last night. Somebody put this podcast in for a Parsec award. Yeah. In the content creation fact category. I saw that last night, and I'm thinking, what? How in the world can this possibly fall into that kind of category? I'm trying to think of what pieces I would pull out, because if I'm going to put it forward, I have to send them a sample. It doesn't have to be a very big sample. I think it only needs to be 10 minutes. About two or three little segments, or two or three minutes, that are totaling less than 10 minutes, I think. I have to look up the specifics for this category, because I've never done anything in this category. But really? I'm surprised somebody didn't put in one of the stories. Well, I don't know that they didn't, because I wouldn't have gotten them. I would have gone to either Larry Santoro for Tales of Terrifier, to Tony Smith. Because I did narrations. Stories for Starship Sofa that would certainly qualify. I was really surprised. I have to say, I kept scrolling down because the front end of that email is really quite long, and it's trying to figure out what the hell was nominated. I don't have anything that's eligible this year, and I got down and realized that, well, yeah, actually I do, and this is it. And I'm shocked. I am shocked. So we'll have to see. I don't know. Do I want to put it forward? Do I want to kind of let it linger? Do I want to? I mean, just putting it forward isn't going to mean anything. It may not make it to short list. It couldn't. It's possible that it's not. You know, how can I compete with things like I Should Be Writing, or for that matter, the Roundtable podcast? Well, the Roundtable podcast probably next year. I don't know that they started early enough to be counted for the year. But there seems like there's so many others that should be in this category that... Seriously? Shortlist? This thing? My daily ramble? On my daily ramble? Honestly. Whoever did it, thank you. I'm flattered, shocked. I'm always surprised because I get a lot of email and notes and stuff from people who say, oh, I learned so much about writing from listening to you. I'm like, really? I'm trying to think of what I talk about when I talk about writing. I talk about marketing. I talk about books and stories, and how the ideas come and where they come from. It's really kind of a mishmash. So I don't know. I suppose I could take a clip out of, was that in time? Yeah, that was in March, so that falls under the deadline. I could take some of the clips from the workshop last Balticon, talking to Paulette Jackson. That would be good. Could take a clip from my daughter. I suppose. I don't know if I can. The challenge will be finding this stuff, really. So, I don't know. It's interesting questions. Interesting questions. So, yeah, I'm pooped. I was up late last night editing. I was up early this morning editing. We've got. I think this book is in pretty good shape. I know that when I put Full Share out, I was a little bit, okay, we're going to put it out. It's going to go out really fast. And then, it's like, it is what it is. Double Share, while we've spent a relatively short amount of time passing stuff back and forth, I think the early passes were much more rigorous. To begin with, I think the story is stronger. It's much more plot-driven. It has more plot than previous books, which were largely character. And while there's certainly character, the fact that there are fisticuffs, that people get hurt, that there is a plot, even though a lot of people are going to hate me for still not revealing what was on that recording. At least not yet. I've talked to a couple of people about putting together a script for that so that we could actually listen to the recording, but I haven't got it done yet. So, yeah. Captain Cher is next. Now, and while this is eating into new content creation, but the reality is this is stuff that has to get done. So I don't really feel too bad about, okay, I burned all of my calories, all of my mental mojo, bending this book together. The reality is that it's stuff that needed doing, and this is production. It's stuff that I need to get done. That it should have been done last year, I'm not even going to question. I can't really do anything about what hasn't happened. I can only try to make happen stuff now. Kids on bicycles during a school day. How interesting. Noon on a school day and children on bikes. Perhaps homeschooled. Boy. So when I left the house this morning, I put on this noontime for the walk. I put on a windbreaker and a warm shirt. This morning when I took kids to school, it was chilly. It was completely overcast. It was kind of rainish. It wasn't actually raining, but it looked like it might. It was chilly. It was cold. So I put on a warm, fuzzy shirt. I slipped my windbreaker on to come out for my walk, even though I knew it was 70 degrees out. Yeah, uh-huh. Probably more like 75 now. I'm working off a sweat here. It's ridiculous. But the book will be out soon. Robin's going to try to pull the trigger on the file this afternoon. Don't know if I've sent her back enough to she can do it or not. There's some of the pieces. The end of Double Share, where he says where Ishmael says he's never seen this man before. That's actually not true. So we had to work on that and formulate that a little bit. There's a piece in the middle that they talk about what's fair, and there's this extended bit about renting a car and taking it to the beach. We've sort of been skipping over that piece, and it just twigged in the last go-round. So that's taken a little bit of smoothing to make it work a little bit better. That passage, by the way, one of my fans is an instructor at the Maine Maritime Academy in Castine, Maine. That's the Merchant Marine a lot of noise for a little car. That's the Merchant Marine Academy on the East Coast, one of some, I don't know how many there are. But Maine Maritime Academy is one of the officer training schools for current Merchant Marine officers. And a lot of what happens at Port Newmar was modeled from what I know about Castine. So the fact that one of their instructors is a fan and loves the stories is charming. I'm quite pleased by that, inordinately pleased by that, as a matter of fact. And the reality of it is that some time ago, last year sometime, he wrote to me and said, I've been waiting for this book to come out because I want to use this passage in, and I think it said it was his ethics class, teaches something, where that discussion of fairness came into play. And he wanted to use that. And so I did an excerpt for him and sent him a PDF of those two pages, where they go through what constitutes fair in terms of shipboard life, in terms of how does that play out with your shipmates. If somebody isn't pulling their weight, is that fair? And whether or not fairness is actually the doctrine that needs to be applied. So I was blown away by that. Great fun. Yes, I've made a great pilgrimage to the east once more. Oh, it's a big hawk. Broadwing. Circling right over my head. He doesn't think I'm a dead bird or something. So I turn north, taking my walk along the end of the park. That's a dead snake or a dead root. Looks kind of like a dead snake. But it got warm, all right. Got a couple hours, not even that really. Well, yeah, just about 2 hours before I have to pick up kids. So I've got time enough to get this posted, get some lunch, go pick up kids. That'll be it for Tuesday. Well, not quite, because tonight's karate night. I'll be spending some time at the dojo. I need to make sure I've got something on my netbook to work on tonight. Perhaps I'll take Captain Shear with me. That would be cool. Get started on that. I know, it's putting off all of this other stuff. But we have to pick our projects. And I'm practicing no. I haven't had anybody come to me with a new project lately. But the next couple people who do are going to get a no, because I just have to get some of this stuff done. I mean, there's some projects that I really, really want to do. I really need to get them going, get them in the can, get them on the kettle, as it were. Stuff I need to do, like Xyferia's Call and Hermit, gosh, I keep forgetting Hermit. Those two books are going to be such fun to do. So why haven't I done them yet? I don't know. One day at a time. I made it. Over 700 miles, can you believe that? I was shocked. I wonder if I'll do 700 more. I wonder if I'll do 1,000 more. Who knows? Not me. What I do know is I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.